I'm now joined with Sinn Féin councillor Micheál McDonagh to discuss the new Irish language initiative recently launched by Dublin City Council and Conra na Gaeilge. Good morning, Micheál. Thank you for joining us. Gur Mian Mahagad.
Ta Fáilte Ard, Maidin Wai.
Micheál, Irish language organisation Conra na Gaeilge and Dublin City Council had teamed up to launch this new initiative to promote our native language in Dublin. Tell us more about it and what proposals are planned for within the project.
Yeah, the initiative is called Bayaha Clea Le Gaeilge, and the idea is to give a Dublin focus to the promotion of the Irish language. As we know, there is a very big community of Irish speakers in Dublin City, and we have a lot of Irish language schools. We have conversation groups that meet regularly. We pop up Gaeltachts. We have, you know, as I said, a substantial community. But there is, I think, we've identified for some time, there's a problem in connecting it all up and trying to make Irish more visible, more audible in the city. So the idea is that the council, along with Conra na Gaeilge, the Gaelic League, would work together and encourage businesses, organisations, individuals, groups to speak Irish, to make it more visible in terms of signage in restaurants, cafes, pubs, shops and so on, and right around the city. And we have obtained funding from the Department of the Gaeltacht and from the council itself for this initiative.
Okay, roughly how much funding?
The overall package is 415,000, and that's over a couple of years. 90,000 of that is from the city council and the balance is from the department. And there would be two people working on this project full time. And the plan is, as I said, to roll out a program that will involve as much as possible the Irish speaking community in the city, and also promote Irish, encourage people to learn, and encourage people to use the Irish that they have. Because as we all know, there are an awful lot of people who have some Irish, some have quite a lot of Irish, but they don't always have the opportunity to use it. And I think by making it more visible, by making Irish people who have Irish more known to each other, we will increase speaking of Irish in the city.
Okay, so some of the proposals that you just mentioned, like the use of Irish language on menus in cafes, restaurants, signages and so on. I mean, that's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the council itself, in fairness to Dublin City Council, they have a very good bilingual policy. So if you look at all the signage and material that the council produces, you will see most of it is bilingual, certainly all the main signage. And that's very positive. Similarly, you would notice that Busáil Cliath, Dublin Bus, is also very good for that. So there's no reason why that shouldn't extend across the commercial sector as well, and retail, and there is a lot of goodwill for it. At the opening, for example, we had an ice cream company in the city, a small business. They took part in it, so there's a lot of goodwill there. I know of another food company in the city which encourages Irish, and in fact, they actually offer cut rates for coffees and so on for people who speak Irish. So there's all kinds of ideas, and in fact, the original idea came from Galway, because we have Galway na Gaeilge, which is Galway, it for Galway City. And that's where the idea emanated. So it's very positive to see it emerging in Dublin. The concept came originally from the Fochas na Gaeilge, which is the Irish Language Subcommittee of Dublin City Council. I'm the chair of that. And Conra na Gaeilge is represented on it, as well as councillors from across the board and the council. So that's where the idea initiated. We've worked on it, and it's great to see it started off. We'll hopefully see it. We'll see more of it now coming up in March when we have Seachtain na Gaeilge. So we'll have more information and more ways for people to link into it.
Okay, and as you mentioned briefly earlier, we have announcements in Irish. You know, they've been in place for quite some time on our public transport network. And as you mentioned, buses, trains, the Dart and Lewis. Would you agree now that this has been a great boost to promote the Irish language?
Well, I think it has. I mean, it creates a consciousness of the language. I think it gives confidence to people who do speak Irish. That's really what's needed to make it the normal part of life. The state itself, I mean, it's, as I say, the council has a fairly good record and would be one of the leading local authorities in the state, actually, with the use of Irish. However, there is a problem with a lot of state bodies and departments where if people want to do their business with them in Irish, it's not always possible. So that's important as well, that that is, that is encouraged. People, in fact, do have a statutory right to deal with the state in Irish. That is not always possible. So that's important as well. For many people, the real, I suppose, advantage of this will be creating the those opportunities that, you know, to speak Irish with in their daily lives more than they can at present. And if we can achieve that, then I think it will be a success.
Okay. In your view, Micheál, what kind of impression will this bring to our visiting tourists and immigrants?
Well, I think a lot of people don't realise that a lot of tourists are very interested in the Irish language. To some, it might be a surprise that we have our own language because it mightn't be have a such a high profile abroad. But it's something obviously that interests people. You know, sometimes you get naysayers in Ireland saying, "Oh well, what use is Irish for tourists? And it's only causing confusion for tourists and all that." I would totally disagree with that. I think that it adds to the cultural richness of the country. It's one of the reasons why people are interested in coming to Ireland is our history and heritage. They don't come for the weather, certainly, but they do come for our history, heritage, our hospitality. And the Irish language, obviously, is a central part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I have many friends from abroad living here in Dublin, and they have learned a few phrases. You know, they take it up. Sometimes, like, a guy would say to me, "Cull us a tattoo, Johnny." He might be from Romania or Poland. So it's actually working.
Oh, absolutely. And I think also people who maybe whose first language is not English, I think they do appreciate different languages, because we have grown up in a very, you know, monolingual society where we're very, very dominated by the English language, and so much of our culture is in the English language, especially from the States and so on, that we are, it's easy to forget the outside world. And I suppose, well, I suppose being part of the EU has been a help in that. Obviously, it's a diversity of languages there, but also the wider world, you know, that it's not everything is not in English. And I think it's also something of huge value that when children are educated bilingually, it helps their overall education, and they can also more easily learn other languages. If you are learning a second language from a very young age, or are taught in, you know, or are raised bilingually with two languages, it's much easier then to learn another language. And obviously in today's world, that's something that's a huge advantage to young people.
Absolutely. You mentioned we might see a difference in a couple of months. When should we expect, you know, roughly, to see menu options in our Irish cafes and restaurants?
Well, it is early days. So I think what you'll see in the next short while, Seachtain na Gaeilge happens in March. So the Bailitheachtaí na Gaeilge will be more visible, I think, around that time. And then as the year goes on, hopefully we'll roll out more initiatives and people will be able to hopefully appreciate it. So it's really about encouragement. It's about visibility and practical assistance. So hopefully that will work well.
Yeah, sounds great. Right, so we'll leave it there for today. Micheál, unless anything else you'd like to mention.
No, just thanks for the opportunity to mention this initiative. Agus go raibh míle maith to reach the Near FM agóna, my hoo.
Okay, Micheál, thanks for joining us. Great talking with you, and the very best of luck with the initiative. And all the very best. Take care.
Go raibh maith.
Now, that was Sinn Féin councillor Micheál MacDonagh talking about the new initiative to promote Irish language in Dublin.